Live on air.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 44. Today is Tuesday, June 1st. Today, we talk about sports, science, Twitter trends, hot topics, and give our favorites from New Music Friday. Ooh. So, welcome back after we're recording on Tuesday, usually record on Mondays, but it was a Memorial Day weekend. I'm over here like, I want to say thank you to the troops, and you're like, holiday.
Well, yeah, I mean, we can do that as well.
So, hope you all had a good Memorial Day. Hope you went to the beach or the lake or had a burger or something. And I don't know how the weather was for you. We were at the lake and it poured every day, and it wasn't like a quick rain, you know, in the summer you get like, no, I've never seen this. It poured. Maybe there was 1 hour where it didn't rain.
Really?
In like the 3 days that we were there.
Usually you get good weather on Memorial Day weekend. Or it's like hot that you can't even breathe.
No, it was terrible. Even Monday. I worked all day Monday. On Memorial Day, I worked. Yeah.
No days off. Hashtag even holidays.
But yeah, so we're back recording a little later, but still have the pod out to you guys.
Sunburnt. Look like a greasy lobster. I've been taking care of myself though. I got lotion, I got aloe, I got this facial mist. So
did you use sunscreen?
Everywhere about my face. I totally forgot about my face.
Are you kidding me? That's where you're gonna get wrinkles and stuff.
Yeah, I know. I forgot. I mean, I don't understand because my
one arm.
Well,
you wear hats a lot. You wear hats a lot.
Look at my tan line on this arm, okay? Like, it's all burnt. Mm-hmm. This arm's fine, so I don't know what happened.
You got it uneven. I've done that before. I'll get, like, and one leg.
I wear hat all day.
You guys got to watch this on YouTube. I'm sorry. This is bad radio, but you got to watch it on YouTube because Dougie has the worst hat tan I've ever seen in my life.
Well, I'm balding, so I don't have to wear hats, but, you know, I'm self-conscious, so I wear a hat, and, you know, that came back to... Either way, I wear a hat to the beach, even if I wasn't.
But. Yeah, you always wear a hat. Yeah. No, you gotta get that good sunscreen, that 50 on the face.
Yeah, I gotta find, like, I want, like, a Trader Joe's sunscreen, like, all natural, because I feel like whenever I put sunscreen on my face, it's just chemicals into my pores.
Oh, I got you, though. So Neutrogena makes a good sunscreen. I have that one.
This would be a great ad if we actually had an advertisement.
This would be great. Yeah, but I'll send you the one. There's one that my friend who's pregnant, she's using, and it's because it doesn't have chemicals absorbed in the skin. I was thinking about this, actually. I'm going to go off in a tangent before we get into sports. This can be like we can start doing intros maybe because we have things to talk about now. Yeah. We're living again. But I was thinking about this. Because my friend who's pregnant, she's like, oh, I can't have this or that or this. I can't put this on my body. I'm like, why are we allowed to put this on? Like, something, should I switch to, like, vegan and all natural? Like, what the fuck am I putting in my skin?
Yeah. Is the question. I think about that.
It's not safe for a fetus, but you're fine.
Yeah, you're fine. Your body can, you grew up with this, so you're good. You already have the chemicals in your body. But no, I think about that all the time. Because I got, like, all-natural body wash now, and I use, like, not all-natural shampoo, but I want to get to a point where I'm using, like, all-natural shampoo and conditioner to keep the hair I have left healthy. Because I thought about that, and there was, like, the whole TikTok thing about this one ingredient in body wash that's, like, terrible for you. And if you look at the ingredients, I mean, I have no idea what half the shit is. It doesn't sound like it's good for your skin, though.
No. I mean, it's like no one told us about this. We've all been duped, and...
Same with toothpaste. Like, what is fluoride? Like, I feel like, I understand it's not as bad as some people say it is, but I feel like it doesn't sound good. Like, fluoride, it sounds like it's not good for you.
Well, the other bad thing, so I had to get that deep cleaning, so they gave me special toothpaste with, like, 500 parts per million more fluoride than the regular toothpaste, and I'm like, I try not to swallow it. I'm like...
Yeah, you can't. It's not good for your stomach at all.
And I was like, they're like, no, that's fine. It's fine. And then the thing says, like, don't rinse your mouth because you want to keep it on your teeth. And I'm like, how do I get some of the fluoride just kind of, like, sitting there and I'm just swallowing it?
Yeah, it tastes nasty. Yeah.
But it says that it's, you know, it's safe and it's fine. And I'm like, I don't know.
Like, is it safe? Is it healthy? It could be safe. But is it healthy? Like, yeah, I mean,
probably not.
It's okay.
I'm telling you, once I, and maybe it is helping me, like, not get cavities and things, but, like, once that shit is empty, I'm not refilling. I'm just going to stick to the regular.
I mean, it does help you not get cavities. I get that, but I just feel like, and they have all natural toothpaste. I've never tried it. And I've had fluoride free, but I'm saying, like, completely all natural toothpaste. So.
Yeah, but I also don't want cavities. I think a little bit of fluoride is fine. Like, I think you'd have to have a lot to, like,
really harm you. If you were just, like, eating toothpaste, you would get really sick.
Yeah, but, I mean, yeah.
As long as you just have a little bit of fluoride, it won't kill you.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, I think we need to be, like, watching what we put on our friggin' skin that gets absorbed into our bodies constantly, so.
Yeah, I think that's important. Lotion as well. You got to check your lotions. Don't buy, like, because lotion can have a lot of chemicals in it, too. Like, get all natural lotion and stuff like that, so.
I know. I was just about to buy some Bath & Body Works because they're always having sales. And I was like, ooh, I want Waikiki Coconut Beach. And I'm like, you know, what the fuck is in that?
Yeah, and also, like, what about, this is an extreme tangent. Like, I know candles nowadays have essential oils and they're a lot better. But, like, what were in the candles before, like?
That were just, like, sniffed.
Same with the air fresheners. Like, a lot of the air fresheners still smell like shit and they're all chemically. Like, I can't use Glade anymore. Like, even Febreze is kind of shitty. And, like, if you go super cheap, it just smells like you're inhaling, like, car exhaust. Yeah.
I did go super cheap and got some from the dollar store ones, like Air Wick ones. And I was like,
it's worse, like, than actually smelling something. Oh my something God. Bad.
And I was so close to it and it was giving me a headache.
I don't know what our parents and their parents were doing. They were inhaling some bullshit, putting some bullshit on their skin. And man,
they didn't care though. They didn't care. People didn't know.
Yeah, they didn't know either.
They didn't know. Not educated about it. Now people are really educated on what's good for you and trying to live healthy. I think my generation kind of started it, and then the generation coming up is very conscious about the environment, about what they put on their skin, and
what they put in their bodies,
products, animal cruelty with makeup products and all that. Like, I think it's pretty cool. I think it's pretty cool. So. I mean, that was like a huge tangent, but I wanted to tell you the sunscreen, I think it's called Goop. That's all natural.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Goop. I think I'm going to buy some actually. So yeah, we need to be sponsored for all this stuff. Get some all natural products on here.
Yeah.
And we'll test them out.
Yeah. I'll make sure you use sunscreen, because sunburn is really bad. Like, you can easily get skin cancer if you get sunburned too much. And I've gotten sunburned a lot. I'm trying to prevent that from happening. You know, since I've been older.
Well, now I wear sunscreen every day now on my face. So,
like, every day you go outside?
Every day. It's a moisturizer that I put on my face now. It's like, and it's supposed to, you know, anti-aging, all that jazz. So,
yeah, it's not a bad idea.
But anyway, let's get into sports. That was your intro for today. New segment.
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about the Sixers. Well, that was a perfect timing.
Woo! Embiid.
Joel Embiid.
Yeah.
Sixers domination. I don't know. I didn't want to cut. I cut you off and then,
you
stopped talking.
I thought you were going to, like, say something else. No, yeah. Sixers are up 3-1. Embiid got hurt yesterday, but I think he's going to be fine. They haven't made an official announcement. But in Philly fashion, a lady that works for the doctor's office that he got an MRI at or something posted a photo with him and pretty much saying, like, he's all good, which is like,
okay,
which is like total Philly. Like, we don't get an official report. We had a report from a lady that works at a doctor's office and got a picture with Embiid. Yeah. He's standing there. He just has like a little sleeve on his knee. I think he could have played if he had to, but it was just precautionary, which is great. Cause if they don't have him, they're not going anywhere. So.
Yeah. Yeah, so we should win this series against the Wizards.
100%.
I watched the game on Saturday night, and that was like a blowout. I mean, I was like, you guys can watch whatever you want. Like, we didn't even finish the game. I was like, this is a blowout.
Yeah. I mean, if they play like that, no one's going to beat them. But, I mean, everyone's got to be healthy. The first three games, they probably played the best basketball I've seen them play all year. We got 100% capacity at Wells Fargo Center tomorrow night.
Yeah,
should be. I'm assuming we'll win by 20 if Embiid's on the court. Even if he doesn't play, I think we'll still win just because the crowd's going to be hype and it's going to be a great environment. So we're going to move on. It looks like we're going to play the Hawks, the Atlanta Hawks, which will be a good series. I think we can beat them as well. They're better than the Wizards. They have better shooting. I think that'll go like six, potentially seven games, probably six. So it'll be a good series, but I think we beat them. And then We'll see who we play. We're either going to play the Bucks or the Nets. I hope the Bucks can knock out the Nets because I would much rather play the Bucks. And I think if the Bucks beat the Nets, I think we go to the finals. It's going to be hard to beat the Nets. They have an amazing team.
I don't want to play the Nets.
It's going to be a good series. I think a good 6-7 games. I don't know if the Sixers win. But if we did, that would be awesome. It would be like, you know, in Philly fashion, though. That's Philly. That would be the way Philly wins. They would beat the, like, the greatest team of all time.
Yeah. We don't make it. Yeah, we don't do, like, the easy routes. It's always some weird thing that happens I mean, look how we won the Super Bowl with a backup QB.
Exactly. Against, like, the best quarterback of all time.
That's crazy. And if the Sixers come to Brooklyn, I got to try and find tickets, like...
Most likely they will. I mean, if everything goes...
Some back alley deals. Yeah, but I'm not trying to pay $600 for a nosebleed.
I mean, I don't know how far in advance you can get tickets, but if you can get them, I mean, that's most likely going to be the matchup. So if you can pre-order them before you even know what the series is, if you have to sell them, if the Sixers somehow lose the Hawks, which is possible. I mean, the Hawks are a good team.
Yeah, for sure.
But if you can pre-order them and get them for like $100, I'd definitely do that.
Because you're saying I can just sell them...
Yeah. But I don't know how playoff tickets work. I don't know if you can pre-order them like a series.
I gotta check
advance.
That out.
Yeah, I don't
I'm
know.
I'm gonna check that out. I'm definitely checking that out. Okay. The other thing we need to talk about is NBA fans.
Oh man, it's been bad, man. It's been really bad.
So it's bad. People are not used to being outside together again. People are getting too hype. Yeah. It's getting too crazy. And I'm worried about this for concerts this year, too. Like, people are going to be nutso. They've been cooped up in their house, so you can't really blame them. I mean, it sucks because I get it. Like, you're so hype. But also, like, they're finally letting us in public again, so try not to be an asshole. Like, I see it on.
You shouldn't be throwing stuff at people either way. Like,
there's
no
reason to throw something at an athlete.
No, that's cool. You can boo them. You can say they suck. You can do whatever.
Right.
Also,
I love yelling.
And you shouldn't attack their family. I know in Utah, I think it was, Ja Morant, the star point guard for the Grizzlies. I guess they were attacking his parents and like almost using, well, they were using like racial slurs and like calling his mama, you know, some terrible things. So, I mean, if first off, it's cool to trash talk, even if the parents are in the stands, like they'll give it back to you, you know. But don't cuss at other, especially athletes' parents. I mean, you can say, "Oh, your son sucks. Your son, blah blah blah, like blah blah blah." And you can even, you know, if you want to throw a few profanities, like as long as it's not like attacking somebody, it's a sports game where everyone's probably drinking a little bit. But I mean, don't attack them personally.
Yeah, and don't physically hit them.
Don't spit on people. Don't throw popcorn at people. Don't run on the court. Last night there was a guy that ran on the court.
Yeah, saw that.
Just to like touch the like rim or something like that, and like now you're gonna go to jail for that probably. The guy that threw a water bottle at Kyrie in Boston is gonna facing assault charges. So now you're gonna go to jail. You're gonna lose your job just because you wanted a little bit of attention and thought you were cool for throwing a water bottle at an athlete.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, it's assault. It's assault.
Yeah, and now you're going to be made an example of because it's becoming so much of a problem. Like, we've been cooped up for a year. People don't know how to act now in public, and they're drinking, and their mental health is probably shit, so that's how they take it out. And it's like, don't go to the game if you can't handle yourself.
Yeah, and also, if COVID's taught us anything, we don't need to be spitting, okay? Like, of all the things that you could do.
That should be assault too, honestly.
You spit on someone with your germs.
That should be that. No, really. That especially in the climate we're in, like that should be assault. He should see jail time for that. And my thing is like, I don't know how, because like 50 Cent was sitting right next to him, like behind him, and like I think his wife got like a part of the spit. So like I'm just surprised that he didn't do anything. Like, because that would have been bad as well.
I heard about that, yeah.
I wouldn't have blamed him. Like, if someone spits on my wife or my girlfriend or someone in my family or friend, like, you're going to fucking probably get your ass beat. Like, especially if you're 50 Cent. But, I mean, luckily, maybe he didn't feel it or I don't know. So that was at least, you know, nothing bad happened in that sense. But, yeah, you got to be able to control yourself. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, it's bad. It's getting bad out there.
Like you said, with concerts and you know, mass gatherings now, like, you always worry about, you know, always have an exit strategy. You never know, like, it could even be worse. I don't even want to say it, but you know what I'm alluding to, like,
yeah,
when there's a lot of people there, people's mental health is really bad. So always know where the exits are. Always know how to get out. Have an exit strategy. Unfortunately, you have to do that, and, you know, try to enjoy yourself, but also be cautious of where you're at.
Yeah, be hyper aware this summer. Everyone's out in full force.
Yep.
Stay safe out there. Okay, let's move on. I don't know if you saw this. The last thing I want to talk about in sports is Naomi Osaka's withdrawal.
Mm-hmm.
So Naomi Osaka, she is a tennis player. She was playing at the French Open, and she has been battling with mental health issues, and she didn't want to talk to the press anymore.
Yeah.
And apparently they said if she doesn't want to talk to the press, then she could be disqualified from the French Open, which is literally insane to me. Why? Maybe it's in her contract. That's the only thing how is that even legal? But then I thought,
contracts.
Maybe
yeah.
She signed a contract that said you have to give this many hours to the media, or you have to do media after every event, or only after major events, like whatever she signed. Like,
yeah.
And I mean, I wish, like, athletes need to be aware of what they're signing too. I mean, it's like, it's not right though. I mean, either way, like, I know, I get it legally, like, she's bound to the contract, so she needs to talk, but as a human being, if you don't want to talk to someone, you shouldn't have to talk to them, especially if you're a famous athlete, and that shouldn't disqualify you from, that has nothing to do with your sporting event.
Yeah, no, exactly.
It has nothing to do with, it's not like you missed a day of practice, oh, now you can't play. It's not like you committed a crime and now you can't play. It's like you literally just did not want to talk to the media. So I'm assuming this is a contract issue.
Because they ask the same thing over and over again, and you give them the same answer. Like, it's you're trying to protect your mental health. And especially if she was saying that, like, she gets questions and people pretty much doubting her and, like, questioning her if she should be there, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, I don't want to be around that. Like, if you have questions about, you know, what happened in the match or whatever, like, but I don't want to, you know, I don't need to be around people that are doubting me when I'm trying to win, you know, big titles.
Yeah.
Big matches.
Yeah, bad vibes. Bad vibes. I mean, yeah, ask me about how I played or what I could, you know, how the opponent was, something like that. I don't know. It's crazy. And she did talk about her mental health. And I thought it was cool that a lot of people are really supporting her. A lot of other athletes have tweeted at her and supported her. Did you see all that?
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty cool. Everyone's standing beside her. I mean, this happened to, what's his name? The Seahawks player.
Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he didn't want to talk, and he was in trouble for that as well.
He got fined a lot, you know, but he didn't feel like talking to people. and then, not regarding the media, but you have, like, Michael Phelps, who had a bad incident. Well, he had, like, what, 2 or 3 years where he was battling really bad mental health. He was going to withdraw from the Olympics because he was going through it after, which is so stupid. He got caught smoking weed, and, like, everyone freaked out about it. Oh, you can't smoke weed. And now, like, it's just, like, it was totally ridiculous. Like,
yeah,
he smoked a little bit of weed on camera, and it put him in, like, a spiral because everyone was criticizing him. Like, it's a shame.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. So, yeah, good for Naomi standing up for what you need, taking the self-care. I mean, it's really sad that she had to withdraw from something that, you know, like, she really
loves,
wants.
Yeah.
Like, she loves playing tennis. That's what she wants to do. And she there's this side of sports that, I mean, we love the media. I mean, you know, like, we like hearing stuff.
That's entertainment, yeah.
But there's questions I don't need answers to. Do I think you deserve to be here? Like, obviously,
yeah,
I think she does because she's winning.
The media can be very passive aggressive with their questions too. So it's like,
yeah.
And a lot of times they don't give you anything. Like, if every press conference is the same, no matter what sport it is, it's just very vanilla answers unless they're fired up about something or they had a bad loss and they're emotional, you know, like, you're not going to get much. So, I mean, if she doesn't want to talk, you know, let her, cause she is, either way, if she doesn't talk, she's still a draw to watch the French Open. Like, people are now tuning in to watch her. She is the main attraction. So if she doesn't want to talk, she shouldn't have to talk. I mean, she's making you a lot of money.
people about to boycott.
Yeah, I mean, and like, just because athletes make millions of dollars doesn't mean they're exempt from having mental health. Like,
right. Exactly. Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, we talked about this before. Like, people treat athletes like machines and robots.
Yeah.
And like, oh, if I was in their shoes and I was making $1 million, I wouldn't care. Or I wouldn't care if someone threw popcorn on me.
It's easy to say,
or,
right?
I wouldn't care if someone, you know, spit on me. Someone could spit on me for $100 million. Or like, if I just had to go work out every day. I'm like, no, it's there's a reason why you don't do that. Like, there's a reason why you're not, because you didn't have it in you to put the work in, to put the time in. And maybe you weren't gifted with, you know, the ability to do that. But these people work their asses off more than just 8 hours a day like you work. They work, you know, their diet, they have to work on their mental health. They have to deal with people criticizing them at every step. They have to put in 8 to 10 hours every day of just working out, working on their game. They got to deal with the pressure of the media. They got to, you know, like, imagine if someone was at your job with a camera on you all day and then everybody was tweeting, criticizing you, you know, how you stock the shelves or how you traded the stock or how you, you know, like, for your example, if how you, you know, examine an animal. I don't know.
Well, I was actually going to speak on that because, I mean, that's not that getting a PhD is equivalent to becoming a professional athlete, but there are overlaps of mental health issues because academia has a ton of mental health issues that people kind of keep quiet about. Yeah. Like, getting a PhD causes a lot of people to develop depression and anxiety. And there's like a lot of problems in academia of being overworked, you're underpaid, you're overworked. Everything, I mean, in science, you're constantly criticized. That's your job and everyone else's job around you is to criticize what you're doing. So you're constantly being criticized. Everything you write is being judged, is being edited, and everything you put out, anything that you say, any talks that you give, if they ask a question and you don't say the perfect thing, they're going to be like, what is she talking? She doesn't know this one exact thing that I'm talking about. Like, what an idiot. And then it's like, if one big famous scientist like doesn't like you, then you're like blackballed from the rest, you know? It's crazy. And it's all who you know. I've realized this as I'm going through the job process. I don't want to talk a lot about that, but it's a lot of who you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's similar to being an artist, a musician, a painter, you know, like, these artists make millions of dollars. They do what they love, but they also have to go on the internet every day and read people's comments saying their shit's trash, or you should quit music, you should do this, you should do that. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, they don't work a traditional job. They don't, you know, they make more money than most people, but that is, everything comes at a price, you know? Like, if I have $100 million and my mental health is shit and I want to kill myself, like, what's the point of having $100 million? Like, it's bullshit.
Exactly. Yeah, these things come at a price. I mean, I do love my job. I love science, but sometimes certain parts come at a price.
Yeah, everything has
and
a price.
And you have to know if you're willing to deal with it and if you're capable. And you do need to know when to step back and take mental health breaks. And if I feel overworked, then I take some self-care days and I chill out and I don't blame myself for chilling out. Yeah. That's the other thing in academia. It's like, you're not being productive today. Oh, you're a failure. It's like the
same thing with music. Yeah. Especially like in my case where I'm still trying to make it, and like, you're on social media and you see other people putting this out and that out, and like, oh, you know, I didn't work today. It's like, why didn't I work? I could have, you know, been extra productive. But some days you need to take some time and just not focus on work. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that's a good mental health discussion. I think we need to kind of move into science though. I could talk about it all day. But gonna move into science. That's all I had for sports. I don't know if you had anything else.
No, I mean, nothing else is really happening. NFL, I think today is the I forget what today is. It's something important though, so we don't have any facts. June 1st, I think it's like the cut trade dead, not the trade deadline, like it's something.
Oh my
God. I don't know.
I'm not even looking that up because I don't know how to Google what you just said.
No, I'm looking it up. Keep going. I'm gonna look it up.
Google NFL something's happening today.
NFL June 1st. Sorry.
I'll move into science and then you can interject that when you find it. But I don't know if you remember last week, maybe the listeners remember, I talked about animals being recognized as sentient beings that they can feel and have feelings. Do you remember that?
Yes. Also, I found out what June 1st is. So now that the calendar has turned to June, NFL teams can trade or release players and spread the salary cap hit over 2 years instead of one.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so that's it.
So not super important. Anyway. No, no, no. Okay, so I talked about animals being sentient beings. So something came out this week. Octopuses are not recognized as animals, according to the Lab Welfare Act. So the Lab Welfare Act is what we use in our lab. It's a guidelines of how to treat animals fairly. So we're using rodents. They have this for all research animals. They have protocols for it. It's very strict. If you break any of these rules, your lab will be shut down immediately. Like, they're very good about this. Animals do have a good life in the lab, I will say that. And so this came out, though, and this, I don't know if you saw My Octopus Teacher on Netflix, the new documentary.
No, I don't think so. I saw it, but I didn't watch it.
You need to watch, please watch this, like, this week, so that you can tell me next week what you thought. Okay. I mean, I watched it twice. That's how good it was. So it's crazy the shots this guy gets, but he becomes friends with an octopus. Like, it's a documentary.
Yeah.
It sounds crazy, but you learn, like, a lot about octopi, I think.
I think it's octopi.
But yeah, so this report came out. The government is not recognizing octopi as an animal.
So what is it recognized as?
They're not protected. They're not protected under the Lab Welfare Act. So I don't really understand why. I don't know what happens if you try to do research on an octopus. I guess you don't have to follow the guidelines, which is kind of odd, because I mean, if you watch this documentary, you'll see. I mean, octopi are, like, insanely smart. They're really smart. They're super adaptable.
Yeah.
They don't live a long time. They live, like, a year, which a lot of people think is
really?
Odd. Because
it's only a year?
Yeah. Yeah, because they have babies and then they die. Like, their babies take all of their life out of them.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. I thought they last forever.
No. It kind of, like, perplexes scientists because they could live forever, but they just choose to sacrifice themselves for their offspring.
That's noble of them.
Yeah. But so they're smart enough to live, like, way longer than us. Like, they are super smart, but
yeah, they're very interesting creatures. So they're not listed
as
animals.
They look like aliens.
Yeah, they might be. They might be aliens.
Yeah. So they're basically a snail without the shell. That's how they're described in the documentary.
Interesting.
But you need to watch it because it's amazing. You'll like it.
I'm going
to
get high and watch a documentary about octopus. I think it's octopuses because I looked it up. Plural of octopuses versus octopi. Some dictionaries have octopi and some dictionaries have octopuses. Okay. But octopuses just sounds weird. Octopi sounds better.
Yeah, octopi sounds better. Yeah, so you go get high, watch The Octopus Teacher. It's great. The other big news is the human embryo can now be developed in a lab past 14 days. This is pretty historic guideline change. So if you know anything about human embryonic stem cell research, you know that it is highly like criticized for being ethical. It's not about test tube babies. It's about how far can you test new treatments on an embryo
without it being so, like, unethical?
Right. So, like, when is the embryo alive is the ethical question.
Yeah.
And so normally you couldn't let them survive past. So you grow them in the lab and you can try and test things. Not testing as in, like, let's give them a disease. And so, no, we're trying to, like, cure diseases that occur in childhood. That occur in childhood or later life that we could possibly target in utero. So that's the idea. And so you had to, like, stop after 14 days because, you know, then you're like, the fetus is forming and all that. So now they've extended it can go past 14 days. They didn't say how long it was that you can go, but it's past 14. And that the main thing was because a lot of developmental issues arise after this time period. So I think it's good. I think some people will get mad about how long this is allowed to go on for, but
yeah.
And that's just an ethical question. It's hard to answer. It's hard to, I don't know, you know, when does something become alive? I mean, cells are living if you think about it, but.
Yeah, I don't know enough about it to speak on it, so.
You're like, I'm not going there.
Yeah, I don't know where this is going to lead me.
No comment. But anyway, so that's kind of interesting, very historic nonetheless.
Yeah.
The other thing, Sally Ride, astronaut, and Maya Angelou, the first women to be put on the U.S. quarters.
Nice.
It only took us this long.
Yeah, we had old white men on quarters and money for the longest time.
It's like insane. I'm like okay, we at this point we don't care. At this point,
can we get LeBron on like a $5 bill?
Yeah, like I don't know. This is weird. It's just weird. But yeah, so women are being put on quarters. At least it was a quarter and they weren't let's put it on the friggin' penny.
Yeah.
That'll be gone in a year.
Or a half dollar. Like no one ever has half dollars.
We should get rid of pennies. Why are we still using pennies?
Well, we have you kind of have to have pennies. I mean.
Nah. All right. Did you know, the did you know of the day, the human eye blinks on average of 4.2 million times a year?
That makes sense, though. Like, a lot of these are kind of hard to believe, but this actually makes sense if you think about how much we blink.
No, I think it makes sense, but it's just a cool fact.
Yeah,
like 4.2 million times a year.
If I had a dollar for every time I blinked, I'd be a millionaire.
You'd be a four millionaire.
A four. Well, it's still a millionaire. Multi-millionaire.
Millionaire.
Okay. I'm a four millionaire.
That's all we have for science. Let's get into hot topics. So it is Pride Month, so we want to start off by saying happy Pride Month. I did see a funny thing. I'm going to post on Instagram eventually. But it was like the Harry Potter glasses. I don't know if you saw this quote. And it was like, if Harry Potter taught us anything or something, it's that no one should live in a closet.
That's funny.
Was funny. So happy Pride Month.
Yes.
Also, Cruella, the backstory of Cruella just came out on Disney Plus. I don't know if you saw.
The backstory? I thought, isn't the movie out now?
Yeah. But yeah, Cruella.
That's the backstory, is the movie.
Yes, that's her story. Because you only ever see the 101 Dalmatians. You think she's the villain. You don't know how she got that way.
Yeah, she probably, you know, had a bad upbringing or something. I don't know.
She was probably not. It's like all villains' backstory. She was nice, and then she got jaded and burned, and now she's
evil.
Yeah,
like the Joker. Like the Joker was a good guy, and then he saw some shit, and he went through some shit, and then he's a Joker.
So, Cruella, I'm actually really excited. So, the soundtrack for this is fire. It's very good.
I heard it was really good, yeah.
It's a lot of old songs mixed with a couple new songs. But it's pretty cool. And the thing I wanted to mention, though, because I really want to see this, it has my girl Emma Stone, but Disney Plus is charging $30. That's more than the theater.
Wait, just so if you have Disney Plus, you can't watch it. You have to pay $30 extra.
To rent.
Why do I? That's some bullshit.
So they're like, oh, it's like going to the movies. I can go to the movies probably for $15.
I can go to the movies, the AMC down the street. I can have a reclining seat. I could have a seat warmer. I can have my food brought right to my table for $30.
That's what I mean. It doesn't make sense. I'm like, if this is going to be a thing now where you're going to have theaters and streaming option, I'm not paying $30. Why am I paying $30? I'll go to the movies for an experience and pay $30. I'm not going to pay $30 to sit in my house and watch it. I'll pay $10. I might pay $10 to sit in my house and watch it.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, you pay a monthly fee for a reason, though. It's like I don't understand. Like, most places, most streaming services haven't done that, I don't think. Like, they'll just give you the movie if you pay for the service.
Right. Yeah, but Disney is... They're giving you most things for free, but when there's big ticket movies that come out, like Cruella, Mulan, they're having you pay.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's their business model.
Yeah, well, they're trying to get money, you know?
But yeah, so I'm excited for that. I found a new Instagram profile to follow. I don't know if you've seen this. Dumois.
No, what is that?
It is an Instagram profile, so everyone go check it out if you like to follow celebrities. I'm not into, like, celeb gossip that much. I don't really care. But I find this fascinating because it's just people who send... So they send this person, this Instagram profile. They send... If they see a famous person, they take a picture. They send it to this profile. Mm-hmm. And then this person puts it on their story. And it's like, this person cited here at this time. And then you're like, I'm going to go chase around celebs. Yeah.
They don't have to they don't have to pay them, but damn.
Yeah, so it's fun. It's like kind of fun to see where everyone... I'm like, I was getting sucked in yesterday. Because I have long subway rides now, especially on Mondays when I go to Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I'm just looking for like an hour.
Let's see where Tom Cruise is today.
Story after... Like this... I mean, tons of people seeing famous people everywhere.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And I'm like... This person, and I try to find the people that are in New York City. A lot of people have been hitting up Nobu, which is in LA, I think, right? It's a famous restaurant.
Yeah, Malibu, yeah.
Oh, okay, Malibu. Yeah, a lot of people in Nobu recently.
Yeah, Nobu and Malibu.
So, yeah, it's super fun. If you're bored, you like celebs, you can find out where they are, what they're doing.
Creep on people's lives.
Creepy. It's so creepy, but I love it.
Yeah.
We have a lot of hot topics. So, Amazon bought MGM.
They're taking over worldwide domination.
That's crazy.
Yeah, for like $3 billion or something like that.
It was like a crazy amount. And I was like, that's not real. No wonder that money exchange hands.
Exactly.
So yeah, Amazon slowly owning all things.
Everything.
That we find entertaining. Crypto taking a beating recently.
Yeah, crypto's shitty recently, man. It's not fun right now. It's
at a low.
Yeah, it's not really doing much. It's kind of just staying where it's at, even just kind of slowly dipping. So hopefully it'll start picking up a little bit sooner, but we'll see what happens.
I mean, like everything, it dips and then
what we saw was not how crypto is usually, I don't think. Where'd you go? There you go.
I had low battery.
We were seeing like incredible gains, like 100% every day, which is not a normal thing. So I think it'll pick up a little bit more, but I don't think we'll see it like it was for a while.
Yeah. So sad news there. AMC, however, is back up. Also, how is AMC back up?
I don't know. I wish we would have held our shares. We would be up double money right now. But I guess they were still shorting, and like the people held out for the longest time. And now, like, since the price is rising and people are buying back in, the shorts aren't meeting their price. So, the projection is it's going to go to the moon. But we'll see.
It's last time I checked. The moon.
Well, you know, I mean, I don't know, man.
You know what? I've been on this rocket waiting to go, and we haven't gone, and we're not going. I've accepted it.
I mean, but if we would have held, we bought in at 12, it's a 32, we would have, you know, doubled our money even more, so. Yeah, it could. But... I mean, I don't know. Because I thought it was done for. It came back to life. I mean, GameStop has been over 200 this whole time, so it hasn't died. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. If you want to just invest carefully, I don't know what's going to happen. It could go to 100. It could go back down. It just, I don't know.
This is crazy. The last hot topic, I guess, is the Friends reunion happened on HBO Max, which I do want to watch because I'm curious. Also, it doesn't look like the women have aged, but like the men got fat.
Yeah.
Super weird. Fat
started balding, yeah.
Yeah, the women are, like, looking good with their Botox and shit and whatever they're doing, but...
Yeah, Friends is overrated, man. Friends is overrated. I used to like Friends, and then I saw how hyped it was on the internet, and I'm like, all right, it's not that good. Like, people make it seem like the best show ever. It's not that good. It's like...
I agree.
It's B. Like, if there's an A tier, it's B tier. So, I mean, it's not a bad show, but it's not, like, a show... It's not the show people make it out to be.
I agree. It's a good show. It's fun to have in the background while you're doing things. Like, it's entertaining. I never watched it all the way through. Like, I've just seen episodes here and there. I think it would actually be more fun for me to watch now that I live in New York City. I think shows about New York City are more fun to watch when you live in the city and you kind of know
you can relate to it,
the areas. And you're like, oh, shit, that's that area. But But yeah, I was never a huge Friends person, although I like it. And I do want to watch the reunion just because I'm interested to see how they did that. And is it only one episode or is it going to be
I think it's just a sit down. Like they all sit down and rehash different memories of the show or talk about how this or that was filmed or whatever. I don't know. I didn't watch it. Okay. But...
Yeah, I'm going to watch it though. But yeah, like The Office is probably the number one, right? The number one show.
Yeah, that's A tier. I would put... I like How I Met Your Mother better, but I would also put it in a B tier with Friends.
No, I would put How I Met Your Mother A tier, man. That was such a great show.
Yeah, but people are going to argue that. Like, Friends and How I Met Your Mother are very similar. I like How I Met Your Mother better.
No.
But there's a lot of people that would say Friends is a way better show than How I Met Your Mother.
No.
No, I would... Yeah, I would have it A tier. Office. What else is up there?
Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec. Shows like Grey's Anatomy is probably A tier. I don't watch it, but I mean, it's a legendary show.
So Grey's Anatomy was A tier, but it's just like too much now. Like when I was watching it for like the first almost 10 seasons, like it was really good.
A tier, yeah. It's so much now, yeah.
Yeah.
What other shows would be in that A tier or even B tier?
Shows that everyone watched. I mean, now Schitt's Creek is close.
That's B tier. That's B tier. What else? Always Sunny for me is an A tier show.
Always Sunny.
But it's really a B tier show.
It was A tier, I think. It went to B.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking mainly on their peak, like their peak.
Okay. Yeah.
A tier. Yeah, it's subjective though. Like people would probably put it in the B tier. We should make
people
like,
are going to argue. Yeah. People will. Yeah, because people have shows that are near and dear to their hearts, depending on where they were in life and things like that. So
yeah, like for me, Trailer Park Boys.
Oh God, I freaking hate that.
That's C tier.
D tier. That's D tier.
That's it's that it's sucked.
But you know what? The League for me.
That's a C tier. That's a C tier show.
I love that show.
What other
Blue
show?
Blue Mountain State.
Blue Mountain State is a C tier, but it's a cult classic. Same with Trailer Park Boys. It's a cult classic. You hated that show.
I hated that show so much. I still hate that show.
Yeah, maybe next time we'll get a list of shows and
The
rank
Simpsons.
Them.
The Simpsons. It for most people is an A.
Simpsons an A. Family Guy A. What's the other one with the four kids? South Park was an A.
Yeah.
Was an A. It kind of got ridiculous now, but
yeah, that was an A for sure. Yeah.
But yeah, next time we'll make a list of shows and rank them. Maybe make a little graphic, and then people can debate. No, this should be B tier. This should be C tier.
That would be fun. Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
Do you have any new music? Okay. I don't. What dropped?
I actually didn't really listen. I think because it was a holiday weekend, I just like, you know, wasn't on my phone.
Yeah, same here.
I mean, they had the Juice WRLD release.
That
was the number one. And there then was a couple Bad of Bunny. Yeah. J Balvin, Bad Bunny. DMX had Bath Salts. That's nice.
No. Fucking, he put out a whole, posthumous. What is it?
Posthumous.
Yeah, album. And then, what else? That was pretty
big. Marshmallow with some more stuff coming out. Oh, Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah.
New person, I guess. Russ.
Yeah, I mean, that's all the big ones.
There was nothing that, like, blew my mind, sadly.
No, we're going to get some new music here. This month is going to
be
great.
You know what? You don't say we've that every that. Week.
But it's gonna no. We have release dates now. We had got the J. Cole album. That was a great album. So that's one. That's one off the list. But I'm saying this month is going to be the best month of music this year. I'm stamping it.
Okay.
I know I've been saying it, but it's going to come through, especially if you like hip hop. So
I like that cover you did, or the remix.
With the J. Cole one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to put it out. I'm going to put it out probably tomorrow on SoundCloud.
Okay.
Check that out. And I'm
just heard
out,
it.
What did you say?
I just heard it on your Instagram, I guess.
Yeah, I'll put a snippet up. But I'm going to put that out this week, probably tomorrow, and then I have a new song coming out in a couple weeks, so I'm excited for that.
Sweet.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much all we got, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're at 44 minutes, so a solid episode. I feel like we had a good show for you guys this week.
Agreed.
Let's go Sixers. Phillies still suck, and that's probably not going to change. New music. June is going to be the best month of music we're going to see this year. I want to predict that now, and we will talk to you all next week. It's been real. It's been fun. Hasn't been real fun. Peace. You call it a recovery.